Glory to God. But the title is Seed Faith, Recognizing Our Harvest and Seed. That's the title of the message tonight. And trust me, that title changed probably about 3 or 4 times. But glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is good. God is good. Patty, thank you for praise and worship and the praise and worship team. It was amazing. Thank you. And the perfect songs. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Well, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you. We thank you. Thank you for being God. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us. Thank you for ordering our steps. Thank you for chastising us when we need to be chastised, Father. And we just thank you, Father. Right now, I just plead the blood of Jesus over every family represented here. I plead the blood of Jesus over our church service this evening, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, and I bind every scheme, attack, and assignment that the enemy has sent to come against us this evening. And I loose your peace, Father God. I loose your protection, Father God. And we just thank you. I loose your favor amongst your people, Lord. And we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Glory, glory. And the book that I'm going to be referencing tonight when I talk about Mike Murdoch is his book, one of his wisdom key books, Creating Tomorrow Through Seed Faith. This is the book that I've based my message on tonight. Glory to God. And it's such an amazing book. Again, that's Mike Murdoch's book, Creating Tomorrow Through Seed Faith, is what I'm using tonight. You know, and Jesus was the best seed ever sown for us.
Amen.
The harvest from that seed sown, Jesus, we experience it every day. But we don't recognize it as being a harvest from the seed sown, Jesus. The harvest called salvation. The harvest called joy. The harvest called peace. The harvest called healing and freedom and grace and mercy and protection. And the list goes on and on. That's just to name a few. There are times, as I stated, we just don't recognize those things as being a harvest, and Jesus being the seed that was sown for us, because he was truly sown in the ground. You know, they say that being planted and being buried is the same process. Being planted and being buried is the same process. It both goes under dirt. You dig a hole and put it in. Are you planted or are you dead? Jesus was planted. He was planted. And that seed, that harvest, when he got up, the harvest that we have, our talents, our finances, our ideas, creations, friendships, jobs, careers, are all harvests, which are blessings from God. They're harvests. We've sown something to get that. We've sown something. In 1 Corinthians 4 and 7, and this is the Passion Translation, and I love this. For what makes a distinction between you and someone else? And what do you have that grace has not given you? And if you received it as a gift, why do you boast as though there is something special about you? Wow. Why do we boast as if there is something special about us? We are not that special. We can't do anything without the help of God. We are nobody, and I say that with all the love in my heart and my most southern accent. We are nobody. We are nothing without God. So when we say something that this happened and that happened, it's because of God.
Absolutely.
It's because of the harvest, the seeds that we've sown, but it's because of God. Everything that we have is because of him, and we need to recognize that. Mike Murdoch described in his book that harvest is any good thing God sends into your life. Webster says harvest is the act or process or period of gathering in crops, a mature crop, to accumulate a store or a productive result. A mature crop. Sometimes we go to get this harvest before it's mature. We go get that job when it's not, we're not ready for that job right. yet. It's not mature yet. Uh-huh. The harvest is not mature. Uh-huh. We marry. I'm going to leave it right there. Buy the car. We buy the house. Uh-huh. Like Pastor Rod talked about the car that talked to him. It was out of season. That's it right. wasn't the time for it.
Right.
Maybe later on, uh-huh. but he jumped the gun because it was talking to him.
That's right. That's right.
We've been in that same situation where we have jumped the gun, been ahead of God. He may have had that harvest, but it wasn't mature yet.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a mature crop yet for us.
That's right.
And what do children do? They cry. They whine. Pastor Rock's car was crying and whining. I'm using it as an example because he's used it several times as well, and I know he doesn't mind me using that. But we pick a crop before it's mature.
Uh-huh.
And I like that definition. And then anything that God sends into our life is a harvest. Did God send that? No. We picked it too soon. We picked it too soon at times. We have a harvest happening in our lives every single day. We just don't recognize it at times, and I've said that before. We must learn to recognize our harvest. Mike Murdoch mentioned in his book, a harvest is any person who blesses, encourages, corrects, strengthens, or improves you. Think about someone that has added to your life, or someone you've crossed paths with that fit into that category. I can think of two people sitting here right now, our pastors, my pastors. They encourage, they bless, they correct, they strengthen, and they improve us as their flock because of the hard work they put in all the time to bring us a good word. The prayers that they pray for us when we don't even know, when they're on their knees praying for us, praying for our church, they strengthen us. Glory to God. He also stated in the book, a harvest is any opportunity to increase your finances, maximize your standard of excellence, or unlock a gift or skill within you. Can you think of a situation that fit in that category? I thought about giving. We have an opportunity to give all the time. It's not just about money. Money is one aspect of it, but our time, our resources, a ride, a listening ear, not just hearing someone to respond, but listening
yes.
to that person.
Yes. Yes.
Not just hearing what they're saying to formulate a response to them. And we're good at doing that. We probably heard three words out of a whole paragraph that they may have said because we're trying to already formulate an answer. A true listening ear, listening to every word, looking if they're face to face, looking at their expressions, hearing the elevation in their voice, a true listening ear. That's a great opportunity for someone because sometimes some people just need someone to listen. They just need somebody to listen. They don't need a Bible study. They just need someone to listen. And I mean that with all due respect.
Yeah.
They just need someone to listen. And Christian folks, we're good at, oh, well, let me tell you about this. Let me tell you. The Bible says, okay, some that's good, and I'm not discounting that. Please hear me. Sometimes we need to do a holy hush and just listen. Because did God really tell you to give that person that scripture, or you just want to look as holier than thou like you know something? That was free. We do not recognize the harvest just as people did not recognize Jesus as being a harvest. He was a seed and he was a harvest. John 1, chapter 10, and 11, verses 10 and 11 in the Passion Translation. He entered into the world he created, yet the world was unaware. He came to the people he created, to those who should have received him, but they didn't. They didn't realize the blessing, the harvest that they had walking around among them. Would we have recognized that harvest? Think about it. Put ourselves in their shoes back then. Would we have recognized the harvest walking among us? Would we have recognized what would have been like the Jews that rejected him? Would we have been that? Something to think about. I mean, if we know what we know now, no, we would not have, but they didn't know what we know now. They didn't know that. They had to believe what he was telling them and believe that the scriptures was coming to pass, that their ancestors had passed down to them. Mike Murdock also stated in his book, anything God touches multiplies. Think about it. Whatever we intentionally decide to place in God's hands, it multiplies. Not like the world multiplication. You know, they got this new math in school, which is crazy, where the kids have to, I don't even know, it's just crazy. It's give you a headache. I know teachers, sorry, but that new math is just crazy. God doesn't go, he has a whole different kind of math that started way back when. It's not new. Remember the two fish and the five loaves? That's some serious multiplication. He fed 5,000 men. That did not include women and children, y'all. That was 5,000 men and women and children. So it could have been at least 10,000 or more with two fish and five loaves. That's some serious multiplication. Think about a time God multiplied something for you. It may have been many times, but we didn't recognize it, that it was God and his harvest to us. Glory to God. We need to open our spiritual and our natural eyes to see everything that we have is from God. Everything we will have is from God. We breathe because of him. We walk because of him. We wake up because of him. We have ideas because of him. We have inventions because of him. He uses people to provide harvest to us in many forms that we overlook. Some things that Mike Murdock mentioned in the book was information regarding a decision. Pastor Rob was, and I don't know why this keep coming up, Pastor Rob. He was looking for an accountant. Not too many people knew from understanding what you were told. You know, you was looking for an accountant. You were in line. You heard somebody in front of you, two people in front of you, talking about a great accountant. Information regarding a decision. And from my understanding, that's the accountant you're still using or use. Glory to God. Glory to God. Favor. Who don't like favor? Who doesn't like favor? You know, my birthday was this past Sunday, and my team, I love them dearly, and they truly blessed me. That's favor, because they didn't have to spend their hard-earned money on me. And they, I have that favor with them so much, they reached out to someone who knows me well to see what I would like.
Praise God.
Nail salon and massages. But that's favor. That's favor. Glory to God. Finances. Someone give you finances. They may not have a clue about what's going on, and they just slip something in your hand. I'm just saying, that's God. Encouragement, encouraging you, just give you an encouraging word. You know what Pastor Sharon posts on Facebook, those are encouraging words that she posts every day. Those, the blessings that she speaks over us on Sundays, that's encouragement to us. Encouragement. Recommendation from someone. The accountant was a recommendation. They didn't even realize they were giving Pastor Rock a recommendation. When you want something, you say, do y'all know somebody that does such and such? Oh, yeah, da-da-da-da. Recommendation. He also said, access to someone who believes in you is a harvest. We want folks to believe in us. That's a harvest. When someone believes in you and encourages you, you have a crazy idea, and they're on board with it. You and your crazy idea. Because they believe in you. Have you had a person to just truly just believe in you, encourage you, no matter how crazy the idea is? That is a harvest. Recognize it. You know, I've been talking about harvest, but we know that a harvest starts with a seed. And Mike Murdoch's definition of a seed, which I love, he said, a seed is a tiny beginning with a huge future. A seed is a tiny beginning with a huge future. And I asked Jesse if I could share this right before I came up, and the Holy Spirit brought it to me. Jesse has sown a seed into his body by speaking to his body every single day since he was diagnosed with that cancer. He speaks to his body. He tells its body, based on the word of God, what it is going to do and what it is not going to do. Okay? Now, yes, did he go through some stuff? Yes. He went through chemo, 2 bouts of chemo, was taking this chemo pill for, oh my gosh, since 2015 up until, no, 2018 up until March of this year. He was taking a chemo pill, 4 of them a day. And they were very strong. They had all these side effects and all of that. But God. He was sowing a seed into his body. He was sowing that seed. As that message that Pastor Ross said he preached every day. He was sowing that seed into his body. Your body has to line up with the word of God. Okay. So Monday we went to, had an appointment with the oncologist Monday. Reviewing blood work and all of that. And the oncologist, I asked him, I said, so is he considered in remission? And he said, yes. That's a harvest. That's the harvest. Now, doctors say remission, but we say healed. They say remission, we say healed. That was just confirmation of what we already know. That's the harvest. That's a tiny beginning with a huge future, with him speaking that word to his body, even when he did not feel like it. He has this little slip of paper that's all beat up now, that he speaks to his body. Glory to God. That's a harvest. Wesper, this definition of a seed is to furnish with something that causes or stimulates growth or development, a source of development or growth. That word that Jesse spoke was a source of development and growth inside of him. It kicked cancer out and the word in. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And we have so many different types of seeds, not just money, y'all. Money is one of them, but we get so hung up when folks say harvest and seeds. We get hung up on money and then we tune people out. It's not about your money. It's not just about money. We have time. We have love, we have thoughts, patience, kindness, prayers, thankfulness. Stop slandering others. Okay, I'm a duck. And that's a few that Mike Murdoch listed. And I thought about seeds of gratitude and forgiveness. Sow those seeds of gratitude and forgiveness. He stated, we are a walking warehouse of seeds. I'm a Wonder Mart. I got seeds. Glory to God. And we can plant seeds into almost everyone we meet with a friendly smile, a simple hello. How are you? How you doing? Do you know how far that can go with someone? A simple smile. A simple smile. That goes far. You don't know what someone may be going through mentally.
That's right.
And if you smile and say, how you doing? Hi. How you doing? Just a smile, y'all. Just a smile can go a long way. These seeds are tiny, but they have a huge impact in the future.
Amen.
I read in the book that anything that improves another is a seed.
Amen.
Anything that improves another is a seed. Anything that makes someone else's life easier is a seed.
Amen.
That's a seed. And he outlined a few things regarding seeds. He says, something you have been given will create anything else you have been promised. Something you have been given will create anything else you have been promised. So if God has given you a seed of singing and playing music, that seed of playing music can create something else that God has promised you. Hallelujah. Think about it. We may view it as something little, but God can use it because he gave it to you. We all have a talent, a gift. If you don't know what it is, ask your creator. Ask your God. He made you. When you want to know how something works, what you do? You check the instructions that the manufacturer worked. Amen. Go to the Word. Go to God and ask him, what is your gift? What is it if you don't know? Ask him. Showing up for work on time or ahead of time, that's a seed. Making life easier for your employer or anyone, that's a seed. Something as simple as attending a meeting, because they may be triple booked, and say, hey, anything I can do for you, I can attend this meeting for you so you don't have to. Making their life easier. You know, I thought about, too, a good friend of mine, my cousin, had went down to Fort Valley area to the Lane's Peach Place, and she brought me back a big box of peaches. They were so good. And one of my good friends, I know she loved peaches. I heard her talk about it when we were all talking, and we were, because one lady was talking about she feed her dog peaches. Yeah, she take the skin off fast and she feed the dog the peaches. And her dog loves the peaches. And so I heard my friend say that she loves peaches. So when I got my box of peaches, I said, hey, you want some peaches? She said, yes. I said, my cousin went da-da-da-da. She said, I'll be over there to get them. But that was a blessing to her. That was a harvest for her. Recognizing the seeds God has already stored within us. I was talking about our gifts and our talents that we sow into the lives of others. We should not be ashamed or hide our gifts. We should not be ashamed or hide our gifts. Something as putting up tile. Derek does that. Chuck does that. They know how to do that. Chuck has fixed up stuff at our house. You know, the railing on our stairs, and it is amazing. It's sturdy. It's good. Steve has put up ceiling fans at our house. That's not small. That's big to us. That's huge. That's huge. Don't take it lightly what you may consider small. God gave you that gift on how to do it. Glory to God. In Proverbs 18:16, in the CEB version, it says, a gift opens the way for success to important people. The Amplified version says, a man's gift, given in love or courtesy, makes room for him and brings him before great men. You never know who your gift is going to bring you before. It will bring you before great men. Your gift. Your gift. Carla is good at budgeting. She's good at budgeting. The girl can make a meal out of $2. I know she can. I know she can. She's good at budgeting. That's a gift. That's a talent that a lot of us don't possess. Right, Jesse? Me. I don't. He just tells me to stop spending. That's what he tells me. We need somebody to help us sow the seed we already possess. We need that, you know, and that somebody, you know, that could be our pastors. Our pastors can help us how to do that as well. Let's see here. You need someone to show you a picture of the future within it. Develop an appreciation for the man or woman of God who helps you discover your seed and provide a photograph of the harvest you can expect. That's what our pastors do. They paint a picture of what our gifts and talents can bring us, the harvest that it can bring us. Elijah did that. with the poor woman, because she just said she was just going to make some bread, you know, and she was going to die. Her and her boys were just going to die. But Elijah blessed her. He said, go get some cans, go get some bottles, go get some jugs from everybody. And she never ran out of oil until the containers ran out. One minute she was poor, the next minute she was rich. She had enough to pay off her debt. So don't tell me God can't change a situation just like that. But you've got to be expecting it. You've got to expect that harvest. She sowed a seed into Elijah. Elijah said, go make and feed me first the bread. She sowed that. She could have said, this man is crazy. Didn't I just tell him that we ain't have nothing? She could have easily said that. But she didn't. She obeyed the man of God. She did as he said, and she was blessed just like that. It may not always happen like that, but it can happen like that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every seed is a golden door from your present to your future. Every seed is a golden door from your present to your future. If we do not recognize a seed, how could we ever recognize the harvest from it? Mike Murdoch was saying, he provided the analogy of a farmer. If he's never seen the kernel of a corn, how is he going to recognize the field of stalks of corn? We cannot begin to recognize the harvest until we have recognized the seed. Something precious within us, God has enabled us to know, do, or possess, and sow. We have to recognize the seed to recognize the harvest. You have to know that. Most of us have no idea what a seed really is, so we never receive the harvest from it because it goes unplanted and unsown. Having a bag of seeds of tomatoes is not going to get you tomatoes. You just got a bag of seeds of tomatoes. And I love tomatoes, if anybody is growing any tomatoes. I like tomatoes with my avocado. So if anybody has, I tried to get Monica to grow an avocado tree. She said, that's going to take 5 years. I said, you don't have patience? So we've got to recognize that, ask the Holy Spirit to show us what's in us, what God has given us. We are a seed, y'all. We are a seed. Sowing ourselves into others, as it states in Proverbs 3:27. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, its rightful recipients, when it is in your power to do it. Another version states, do not keep back good from those who have a right to it, when it is in your power, when it is in the power of your hand to do it. There are times when we know we're supposed to do something for someone, when we say, well, let me just pray about it. No, sometimes you don't really have to pray about it. You're just using that as an excuse. We use that as an excuse when we really may not want to do something that we know God has told us to do. Because we've been praying, Lord, how can I help somebody? Lord, how can I bless somebody? And then somebody, the situation come up, and then you don't want to help somebody? But you've been praying, Lord, send me somebody that I can bless. You're contradicting yourself. Okay, I'm just saying. When we have in our hands to do it, do it. Now, there are times, yes, we do have to pray and seek God for things. And I'm not discounting that. But there are times, too, when we already know what we're supposed to do. We already know. And this one, this particular one really stuck with me, and it's powerful. Your seed may leave your hand, but it never leave your life. Your seed may leave your hand, but it never leaves your life. When you sow it, it exists in your present state. But it enters your future, where it begins to multiply. Come on now. When we sow it, it's in our present state. But then it begins to multiply for the future. So when you sow the corn, when you sow the tomatoes, those are some things that could probably come back year after year. Now you got to till it, you got to work it, do all that kind of stuff that farmers do. I have no idea. But you got to do all this type of stuff. You got to water it, and it can come back year after year. You have the flowers, the annuals that you plant that comes back every year. So you're planting it now, but it keeps coming back. It keeps multiplying. That's our seed. If we sow our seed of love, if we sow a seed of time and even money, if we sow those seeds with the right heart, it's going to come back in our future when we need it. The seeds Jesse sown, speaking over his body back then in 2015 when he was diagnosed, has multiplied in the future in 2022.
That's right.
Almost, 7 years? Like, because he was diagnosed August of 2015. So almost 7 years. And seven is what? A number of completion. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A number of completion. It is done, Jesse. It is done. Hallelujah. It's a number of completion. He sowed the seeds and now is multiplied in his future. Praise the Lord. This is God's multiplication. That's how my God works. That's how our God works. Ooh, glory to God. Also, Mike Murdoch mentioned this story in here about his son who was worried about his grades in school, particularly in math. And he would say, I'm just not doing good in math. Math is hard for me. I just can't seem to catch it. And Mike Murdoch said, he explained to his son, And I sent these things to Jessica the other night too. He explained to his son how the good things of life sometimes takes us a little longer to obtain, a little more sacrifice. So he had to do some sacrifice. So he told his son, he devoted some time into it, discovering the secrets of it. He reminded him that greatness costs, but the rewards are well worth the price. He encouraged him to invest the extra time in private talks with his teacher, to give total focus and attention in the evening to it. Those hours were like seeds, producing knowledge, high marks, and a lifetime of benefits. The same thing. The same thing applies to anything in life. So we have an area that we may be struggling in, like budgeting. Spend some time in it. Study it. Get with somebody that know how to budget. You know, and learn it. Good things of life sometimes take us a little longer. Like I told Jessica, like she's working on her master's. Who says you got to complete your master's in a year or two? Who set that guideline?
Right.
Don't put that stress
right.
on yourself.
Right.
Do what, how God is ordering your steps. Do how God is ordering your steps.
Right.
You don't have to go by man's time to complete a degree in X amount of time. Good things of life sometimes take a little longer to obtain. Greatness costs, but the rewards are well worth the price. Sometimes it may take you a little bit longer to get that degree, but you know what? That's okay. You got it. You got it. You got it. It may take a little bit longer. That's okay. And we need to stop allowing the world to put us in a box that we have to do something in X amount of time. A young couple, if they just got married, don't be rushing them folks to have a baby. Let them enjoy one another before a kid comes in. Because y'all know once a kid comes in, that's it. They can't just hop up and go to dinner. They can't just hop up and go out of town. Let them enjoy and learn each other as husband and wife before we start pressuring them and having a baby. Okay, I don't know where that came from. That's for somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let them enjoy each other. What we have is a seed. What God has is a harvest. We sow our seed in faith that God will honor it by returning to us the desired harvest, creating the future we desire by trusting God enough to sow our seeds of love, time, finances back into his world for desired harvest. Galatians 6 and 8, the CEB version. Whose only plant for their own benefit will harvest devastation from their selfishness. But those who plant for the benefit of the Spirit will harvest eternal life from the Spirit. We should sow good seeds for the right reason, right heart, to reap a good harvest. The right harvest is for us, and we are the harvest. We are harvest too. So no need to go picking in somebody else's harvest. There's no need for us to go picking in somebody else's harvest. And we do that. We try to take on a talent that somebody else have when we cannot sing. I think about our oldest son, he just started baking all of a sudden. We have no idea where this came from. Because y'all know, I am not a cook, much less a baker. Last October, around his wife's birthday, she wanted a banana pudding cake. The person that normally makes it, couldn't. So she encouraged her husband, said, "Baby, you can do it." And he was like, "Yeah, I can." Didn't he, Carla? "Yeah, I can do it." He did it. And he's perfecting that. He made my chocolate cake for my birthday, and it was delicious. And I gave him some peaches, and he made a peach bundt cake. Did you eat some yesterday? Oh, my gosh, it was good. It was good. But he, that was a seed that was buried, that was a gift that was buried down in him that sprouted at the right time. And the rest of us is reaping the harvest of him baking, you know, and others as well. At his church and all, they like his baking. But that was something that was down in him that he didn't even know. It took his wife to speak life into him, to encourage him. She was sowing those seeds for that harvest to come. That's what we got to do. That's what we have to do. Ask yourself, what is the biggest need in my life right now? What desired miracle is on my mind the most? What dream dominates my heart? Is there a financial problem I am facing right now? These are some of the questions that Mike Murdock had in his book. What can I sow towards these? What do I have in my hands to sow? What gifts or talents do I have to sow? In his book, there was a prayer, and I'm coming to a close. And this prayer is really powerful. It's really good. So I'm going to say this. It says, "Father, forgive us for ingratitude, unthankfulness, and any blindness toward the harvest you have provided. It is true that our complaining spirit has robbed us and aborted many miracles that you had scheduled for us." God had miracles scheduled for us. He had miracles. He has miracles scheduled for us. A perfect time. A perfect time. His timing. But we can cause that miracle to be aborted. We can cause that miracle to be withheld. What we say, what we do, what we don't say, what we don't do, can cause that miracle to be aborted. Glory to God. I will give all of me to you, knowing that you will reveal wonderful and powerful things to me. Thank you for my health, my eyesight, and my ability to walk today. Thank you for the mind that you have given me and the doors of favor that have opened in my life. You are marvelous, powerful, and giving, God. I am thankful. I am grateful, and I shall not forget your hand of blessing in my life. Show me what to do. I will obey you. I will listen to your voice, and I will be swift to give you the glory and praise for every good thing you do for me. You will receive 10% of everything you bless me with, and even more as you provide. I thank you for every blessing in the name of Jesus. So be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Seed faith is sowing something you have in your hand to create the harvest you want in your future. Creating tomorrow today. Glory to God. Hallelujah.